Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. In this episode, we're looking at Ripple's relationship with MoneyGram. Now, Ripple's had some problems lately with regulators, and it's starting to show up in Ripple's utility case. MoneyGram to stop using Ripple's XPR-based fund transfer services due to uncertainty surrounding ongoing litigation with SEC. That's what we read in CrowdFundInsider.com. They go on to say, MoneyGram International Incorporated, a major cross-border P2P payments and money transfer services, has confirmed that it will no longer be using American fintech Ripple Labs XRP-powered liquidity product. MoneyGram stated that it decided to stop using the technology due to the uncertainty surrounding the digital asset XRP. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, had filed a lawsuit in December 2020 against Ripple, in which the federal regulator had alleged that the sales of XRP starting in 2013 were actually unregistered securities offerings. Large digital asset exchanges such as Coinbase and Kraken have halted XRP trading. Leading crypto asset manager Grayscale Investments dissolved its XRP-based trust as well. XRP had been the third largest crypto asset in terms of market cap. However, its price had fallen below 20 cents after the lawsuit was announced. At present, XRP is the seventh largest digital currency by market cap, but it's trading a lot higher now at around 48 cents, even crossing 60 cents due to speculation and potential market manipulation. MoneyGram confirmed its decision to discontinue its use of Ripple services on Monday, February 22, 2021, in its Q4 2020 earnings release. MoneyGram's management noticed, due to uncertainty surrounding their ongoing litigation with the SEC, the company has suspended trading on Ripple's platform. We see, as I pointed out at the beginning of the episode, this is not financial advice, but from what I can see is you have something like XRP, Ripple, which is being put out there as a way to facilitate money transfer. Where if you compare that to Bitcoin, where they're just saying buy Bitcoin, buy it with cash, buy it with the cryptocurrency, whatever. Bitcoin being treated as a store of value. It seems like when you get into the business where you're transferring dollars, okay, and you're getting involved in the banking system, where that's the utility of the coin, that's where it seems like you could run into real issues with the SEC. And that's what seems to have happened here, at least from my perspective. It's going to be very interesting to see what kind of decisions come out of the SEC in regard to Ripple. It comes on, it says, MoneyGram also mentioned that it's not planning for any benefit from Ripple market development fees in the first quarter, which basically means that the money transfer service provider is not anticipating any revenue growth or contribution from its Ripple deal this quarter. Wow. It almost seems like somebody might have got the cart ahead of the horse a little bit. You know, you would think that these big corporations, when they get involved with cryptocurrency, would at least know what the legal situation was like. I mean, the last thing that you'd want to do is put yourself in legal jeopardy. And goes on, it says, Ripple's management has confirmed that they entered a multi-year contract with MoneyGram back in 2019. The fintech firm claims that the contract is still valid and it covers other areas as well, not just on-demand liquidity or ODL services. Ripple has also stated that they're working on other products and solutions at this point. The company further noted that it will try to work cooperatively with MoneyGram in hopes for a lot more regularity clarity from U.S. authorities. One of the XRP's main value propositions is that it may be used to assist banks with transferring funds in a more efficient manner. During the past few years, Ripple has been working with large financial institutions such as Santander Bank and even Bank of America. The fintech company claims that its DLT-enabled XRP-based software is able to solve liquidity problems quite effectively. I just want to interject here. The problem that I see with this is that, okay, fine, you have the computer software, but when you create a token or cryptocurrency coin, whatever you want to call it, and then that coin's traded on the crypto market, it's almost like you blended two things together. And I have to wonder if these guys aren't going to have some real issues. I don't know. As I said, not financial advice, but it really brings up a lot of troubling things in my mind, at least. MoneyGram had reportedly been using Ripple's gross settlement network for carrying out cross-border transactions. In late 2019, Ripple had finalized a $50 million investment in MoneyGram's operations. It says after the SEC filed lawsuit against Ripple, boy, that's got to be fun, MoneyGram had stated that it was carefully evaluating the situation but did not announce any decisions as far as its business partnerships with Ripple at that time. I'll tell you what I'm seeing here myself. It seems like if you're a cryptocurrency company or whatever, it almost seems like the more you encroach upon international banking's territory, on their market share, it's almost like you're asking for problems. That's what I like about Bitcoin. Bitcoin just seems like their attitude is they look at themselves as being outside the financial system in a way. It's almost like, here, convert your fiat to Bitcoin and then don't deal with fiat ever again. I mean, that's kind of the vibe I pick up from Bitcoin, to the point where people say, well, Bitcoin's not useful enough as far as buying and selling stuff. And if you listen to someone like Max Kaiser, he's just going to say, hey, Bitcoin's a store of value. Just convert your fiat to Bitcoin and forget about it. Just leave it there. Which seems like a lot safer thing to do than converting your fiat to XRP and then that XRP is somehow used to facilitate money transfers. I don't know. You're getting in. It's almost like you're walking among the lions to me. And to my own mind, I have a lot of questions about this whole XRP thing. I have since the start. Like I said, that's not financial advice. That's just my spidey senses going off. Now it goes on. It says MoneyGram has also clarified earlier that it was not using Ripple's ODL product or Ripple Net or completing direct transfers of consumer funds. That almost seems like some CYA to me. MoneyGram's stock had dropped considerably after the company released its Q4 2020 earnings summary, falling around 24%. The payments firm generated $323.3 million in total earnings during Q1, which is significantly lower than the projected $325.7 million. And you know, I got to go back to Max. I mean, if you want to play it safe, why would you even use a cryptocurrency to transfer money around? Why not just buy your Bitcoin and then use it to transfer to whatever you need? It almost seems like the more you try to create this cryptocurrency fiat hybrid, if you're offering financial services, quote unquote, you had better make sure that you are fully licensed, like the Winklevoss boys did. You had better make sure that you have a team of lawyers making sure you are compliant. And that's what happens when you buy Bitcoin on an exchange in the U.S. They're complying with the Know Your Customer laws, so you're getting in there, you're doing something that, you know, millions of people have done, and I'm not worried about the SEC busting me for buying Bitcoin on Gemini, okay? Not even, the thought doesn't cross my mind. I'm going to be a little bit concerned about using any cryptocurrency to buy and sell, trade fiat currency. I don't know. I've seen too many articles where people have been, individuals even, who were listing them, putting themselves out there as buyers and sellers of Bitcoin on some of these peer-to-peer cryptocurrency exchanges. If they're putting themselves out there as a market maker, they're putting themselves in legal jeopardy. I mean, there's cases of these folks being arrested and doing lengthy prison sentences. So my take on this whole thing with the Ripple MoneyGram thing is, boy, they had better lawyer up. And the time to lawyer up is before you come out with this awesomest idea, not after the SEC decides to come and pay you a visit. An interesting article. I think it points out the differences in some of the different types of cryptocurrency and just why are you buying cryptocurrency? Is it for a store of value? Do you find it a convenient way to do business? Or are you trying to use it as part of money transfers, which to me seems to be the most the most dangerous way to use it, quite frankly. But as I said, not financial advice. That said, this is your cryptocurrency news. Till next time.